All right, as promised, joining us right now, Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Hey, Senator, how are you today?
I'm doing so great. It's great to be back with you guys.
Are you running for re-election? What's the deal? Tell us what's up.
Well, I know you guys ask that every time we're on the call together, but I'm not making an announcement today. I know Arizonans won't be surprised when I remind everyone that I'm still focused on the work that we're doing. And there'll be plenty of time for politics and elections later.
So we'll take that as a yes. Way to break it out for us. Appreciate that.
Well, why are you waiting so long to announce? Why that? Why didn't you announce by this time in September, the last time you wanted to be a senator? What are you waiting for? What's the deal?
Well, I've been a senator for about 4.5 years now. And as you guys have seen, I've gotten a whole lot of work done for families and businesses across Arizona. But I've got more to do. And right now, we're actually really busy. Focusing to get our budget done right now. We're working on the farm bill. I'm working to finish our defense bill. So there's a lot on the plate right now, and I want to stay focused on the work.
Sounds good.
I think most Arizonans are sick and tired of living in a perpetual election cycle. I know I don't want to hear about people debating already for races or I think we're just kind of tired of it.
Yeah, so but you know what? You got 35% of Arizona voters who are independent, and you're an independent, and those are your constituents, and they're waiting for you to say, yep, I'm in, or no, I'm out.
Well, actually, guys, all 100% of Arizonans are my constituents. It doesn't matter if a person is registered with the same affiliation as me or if they're registered as a Democrat or an independent. My job is to represent every single one of them. And so I kind of reject your premise. It's not 35% of Arizonans, it's 100% of Arizonans. And I think they expect me to do the job, and so I'll keep doing it.
Boom. What do you think of that, Kate? I was talking to our senior senator.
I think it was a decent answer.
It was.
If I were to grade it on a scale of 1 to 10, I would have like, hey, Gayos, I'm running, and I give you the story, and here we go. That would have been a 10.
Talking to Kyrsten Sinema, our senior senator here in Arizona. Okay, so let's talk border. I saw Mayor Adams out there over the last 2 days whining and moaning about all these people that are coming here and they're sending us here and they're coming here. They're destroying everything that New York City is. How can this happen? Still, at the end of the day, we can sit here and talk about that. But you know, Senator, the reality is Yuma, Tucson, it's been happening for decades here, and it's only now getting any kind of real notice because it is New York.
Well, you guys are 100% right. You know, this has been the story of our entire lifetimes, is the federal government's failure to address the crisis at our border. And Arizona, and particularly small border communities in Arizona, have been bearing the brunt of this crisis. Now, right now, the Tucson sector is frequently seeing the very highest numbers of migrant encounters across the southwest border. And despite the fact that we're getting these very high numbers of crossings every single day, the Tucson sector's main service providers, so the non-governmental organizations, the nonprofits that are helping migrants after they get across the border and making sure they're not staying in our small border towns like Naco and Douglas, they only got $11 million worth of federal funding that I fought so hard to get allocated in the last two rounds of funding. Meanwhile, New York City, just New York City, got over $100 million.
What do they say? What do they say to that, Senator? When you bring this up, does anybody even acknowledge the ridiculousness of this?
No, to be honest. And I have talked about this directly with the chief of staff of the White House. I've talked about it with the leaders of the Democratic Party in both the House and the Senate, both of whom are from New York City. I've talked about it with my colleagues, most of whom have never had the opportunity to see what's happening on our actual border. It's been crickets, guys. And what's really frustrating is how hard we worked to get this funding into the budget last December. We fought so hard to get this funding in, and we even included language in this, in the bill, that said it would help pay for the cost of the influx of migrants at the border. And yet, we've got massive amounts of this money going to New York City and to other parts of the country that are not the border.
So when you say crickets, and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is joining us, so New York gets all this money, we get nothing. When you say crickets, who are you reaching out to? Like, are you, like, pounding on Biden's door? Or how does that, what do you do?
I actually recently addressed this issue with President Biden's chief of staff and pointed out the absurdity of giving $108 million to New York City and only $11 million to Tucson, even though we're experiencing the highest rate of border crossings in the Southwest region. And to be clear, guys, it's not just Tucson and Yuma that are getting shortchanged here. It's also South Texas, because Southern Arizona and South Texas are the two regions where migrants are entering literally over thousands a day. And yet we're seeing this money be siphoned away by the administration. They're just shortchanging border communities, and it's incredibly frustrating. So what I'm doing right now is talking with my colleagues in both the House and the Senate to make sure that they know that this money has been funneled away from border communities by the administration and isn't going where it needs to go. I'm building a coalition to rectify this and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is joining us. You know, over the last few weeks, Chad and I have talked about the problem we have in Washington, D.C. with age. We've got Mitch McConnell staring into space, and we feel bad about that. We've got Senator Feinstein really not being able to vote on her own. She's got to be told to vote. And we've got Joe Biden, who's 80 years old now and is walking around in a mask again. Aren't they all too old to be in office?
Well, you know, I think that's a question for the voters. The voters of this country are smart and informed individuals, and I think it's their duty to demand elected officials who can meet the needs of each state and each community. It's our job as citizens to say who we want running for office and who we want representing us. And, you know, I know this won't surprise you, Gatos, when I say that it might be a good idea for us to take a look at folks who aren't as connected to this two-party system and who aren't so deeply entrenched in the two-party machine.
Amen.
And look for people who are willing to do the work of their constituents and not have a controlling factor of the parties who are deciding who runs and who wins.
You know, you talk about that, and, you know, you're an independent, but, you know, Angus King and Bernie Sanders are also independents, although they tend to caucus really with the Democrats. The reality is, do you find it tough, or do you find that it's more freeing to be able to really operate in a space that nobody else is, to go back and forth without the worry of the political attacks from the politics themselves rather than the people?
Well, it won't surprise you to know that that's exactly how I operated when I was a registered Democrat. We talked about it before, as you'll recall. And so when I re-registered as an independent, literally nothing changed, except that the letter at the end of my name matches how I've always operated. And so I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be able to go back and forth between people in both parties and work with my colleagues in the Senate to form these agreements, to find the compromise and get things done. It's so important that I'm doing that work, because the partisanship has gotten worse in recent years. Parties are more entrenched than they have been in the past, and there's an unwillingness to compromise and solve problems and get things done. My independence and my trust that I built with colleagues on both sides of the aisle allows me to go back and forth between colleagues to build that trust and get things done.
Hey, Senator Sinema, you're going to call us back when you figure out the whole reelection thing, right?
We got to be first, right?
You guys, I promise you'll get a call back.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that one. Are you sure you don't want to?
I know you will.
Why don't we do a practice run here and we'll tape it, and then you can just say, hey, guys, do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a good one.
Hey, Senator, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. It's always a pleasure. And thank you so much.